this hour from Town Hall. Amrit Thomason. American boats pass safely through the Strait of Hormuz despite ongoing Iranian challenges to freedom of navigation.
Iran has effectively closed the critical waterway since the U.S. and Israel launched the war in late February. President Donald Trump's new initiative to break Iran's stronghold over the strait has escalated the standoff. In a news conference, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei said ships in the key waterway need to coordinate with Iranian authorities to ensure their security and safety. The U.S. military denied Iran's claims that it had struck an American Navy vessel. I'm Karen Chavas.
And President Trump is weighing in on the current state of Iran's leadership.
A lot of people aren't really looking for that job. They have, we knocked out their first team, we knocked out their second team, we knocked out half of their third team. A lot of people aren't looking for that job, but I find them to be far superior than the first group. Okay, the first group was totally out of control and was doing the wrong thing for their country.
The president making an appearance on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network. Primaries today in several states, including Indiana.
In neighboring Ohio, primaries for U.S. Senate and governor will lock in candidates for two major races with national implications. And in Michigan, voters in a bellwether district will fill a vacancy in the state Senate, a race with implications for the balance of power in a battleground state. Democrats are showing surprising strength in special elections and off-year contests, but there's no guarantee the trend will continue through the midterms when turnout will be much higher. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Looks like Wall Street will be opening higher this morning. The Dow futures are up 171 points. NASDAQ futures ahead almost 200 points, and the S&P futures are up 31. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Baltimore County Council has unanimously passed legislation to improve animal welfare in the county. The package of bills includes a measure regarding animal protection and humane care, expedited hearings for decisions on animal custody issues, and stronger enforcement in cases of animal cruelty. The new laws are expected to take effect within a couple of weeks. Kathy Klossmeyer is thanking the council for passing the measures to strengthen protections for animals, support public safety, and create a system that helps to protect animals from harm. And three teenage girls have been arrested in Baltimore after the Regional Automotive Theft Task Force found them in a stolen vehicle. Task Force members spotted a stolen vehicle in the 2600 block of Robb Street on Monday, and they say the teens got into the car and drove away from the scene. Authorities stopped the car and took a 14-year-old and two 15-year-old girls into custody. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hey, Bel Air, this is Alfonso. Come experience one of the area's most exciting new spots from the festival, Sol Oaxaca. We're serving up fresh homemade Mexican favorites from guacamole made fresh to tacos, fajitas, enchiladas, and more. Love seafood? We've got it. Vegetarian options? Covered. And don't miss our brick oven pizzas and lunch specials Monday through Friday till 3. Join us for lunch, dinner, or drinks 7 days a week. Just Google Sol Oaxaca Bel Air. S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. That's Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. And come taste what everyone's talking about.
Custom home builders and remodelers. Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. So dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Change of venue for the Birds tonight as they say good riddance to New York. Hello, Miami. Following a four-game sweep at the hands of the Yanks, manager Albernez keeping a stiff upper lip.
Yeah, really disappointing. I mean, four-game set and not win a game, it's really tough, frustrating. We got to bounce back. We got to bounce back in Miami and just play clean baseball and give ourselves a chance.
Ravens made a move the other day which may have played second fiddle to the rookies being in town, but could prove to be significant. Nevertheless, agreeing with free agent defensive end Calais Campbell on a one-year deal, head coach Jesse Minter was asked how he felt about it.
Stoked. You know, we've agreed to terms with Calais. He'll be here sometime this week to kind of finalize things, and really excited about it. This guy, you know, he had 6.5 sacks last year. He's still playing at such an unbelievable level.
Campbell with 117 career sacks, 25th all time. Coming up in 30 minutes, manager Albernez with empathy for Oriole fans. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
WCBM News Time 9:06. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast, it'll be a warm and sunny day with temperatures rising to the mid-80s. It will be breezy at times. Tonight we drop down to the low 60s. Then after that, get ready for showers tomorrow, mid-70s for the high. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 69 degrees in Westminster, 68 in Easton, and 67 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. We're going to jump right into the show here. A lot of drama in Washington, D.C. again yesterday. In case you missed it, there was a shooter by the White House. This has become quite the occurrence, hasn't it? I mean, like, how many days now? It's only been, what, 2 weeks since the White House correspondents' dinner? And now you've got a shooter at the White House that approached J.D. Vance's motorcade. We're going to get into that, of course. Also, the Key Bridge, the canceled contract, and the price continues to rise. Now, you have those in the Maryland delegation that are talking about this. And I say those. Yesterday, we mentioned Congressman Andy Harris. He said that he believed that the price tag went from, remember, it started at like 2.1, 2.2 billion. And then it went up to 5 point something billion. And now, Congressman Andy Harris believes it's close to 8 to 9 billion dollars for the Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuild. Now, you have Senator Chris Van Hollen. He has commented saying the canceling of the contract with Kiewit was the right thing to do. Congressman Johnny Olszewski, I heard his comment saying something similar. You know, of course it's the right thing to do, but let's, you know, this is why I get so upset, I guess, with the reporters nowadays. And like, you know, we have some good ones out there. But where was the follow-up with these questions? Where's the follow-up? All right, you say that Kiewit, the fact that contractor is gone because, of course, the price continued to go, you know, higher and higher. But did you ask them, you know, what do you feel about the fact, or how do you feel about the fact that nothing has been done for 2 years and some change? I mean, does anybody have any concern for the fact that Kiewit, this contractor, had the contract all of this time and nobody double-checked to see what the price might be? At the end of the day, I mean, where is the follow-up questions? Because you've got Governor Wes Moore who's claiming he's making the decisions here. You've got Secretary Sean Duffy, right, the transportation secretary. He's basically saying, oh, yeah, you know, it was the right thing to do to get rid of Kiewit. But nobody's doing any follow-up questions at all. And so here we are just kind of sitting in limbo. Anyways, we're going to get into some of that. Also, the Piedmont Reliability Project, that power line, is facing delays. I'll update you on why that is. Obviously, good news for the property owners. And then Mayor Brandon Scott, I have some interesting audio. This is a story that I'm not hearing many people talk about, but I thought I would bring it up. We did find out last week that he was in Madrid, and he was there talking to a bunch of reporters, and there was like this huge conference, and he was talking about the fact that he was doing something about the vacant homes, like the abandoned homes in Baltimore City. Now, we've been watching the numbers, right, of the abandoned homes, and we know that those numbers aren't going down, you know, at all, if, you know, significantly whatsoever, okay? We also hear from those that are trying to flip some of those abandoned homes, and they say that they are running up against all these roadblocks, mainly from the city, whether it's the different laws, permits, regulations, and it's, you know, prohibiting those that want to flip those row homes from really flipping them. We heard a situation not too long ago where there was a developer that was trying to flip an entire block. And they have all of these stipulations in place where they can't seem to really get it done because they have to go back and forth with the city. Well, anyways, Mayor Brandon Scott is touting these numbers that he's doing something about the vacant housing. And he did a sit down with Bloomberg, okay? And again, this is in Madrid. And I thought it was interesting because he also mentioned The Wire. Now, I recall a time where I got filleted, I mean dragged for filth on social media because I mentioned The Wire. And I only mentioned it in relation to my campaign ad from 2020, the red dress ad. And I was getting, you know, a lot of people, a lot of feedback. They're saying, how dare you air our dirty laundry? How dare you show people what it looks like here in Baltimore City? That's not really what all the city looks like. No, but it's a good 50%. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. All right. And not only that, if you're thinking about all the federal funding and all the funding from the state level that goes into Baltimore City, it is to address those areas that I showed during my campaign ad. I was just basically showing everybody that that money isn't addressing anything like that. And so why are taxpayers on the hook if you're not going to address the issues? Well, anyways, Mayor Brandon Scott sat down and talked to Bloomberg News about the fact that he is bringing down the vacant homes. And you know what? I think I understand now where he's pulling that number. I think I get it. We're going to talk about that in the 10 o'clock hour. Also, we're going to talk about the latest updates out of Iran. As I made my video yesterday to talk about Johnny Olszewski, the congressman that beat me fair and square, Johnny Olszewski, he is now introducing legislation to put term limits on SCOTUS, right, the Supreme Court justices. And he believes that they should not be lifetime appointments. I do want to get your feedback on that for sure. For sure. And then also, did you guys see this? You know Nick Shirley? He's the young guy that found the fraud and waste and all this abuse with the Minnesota daycares and the Somalians and all this other stuff that was going on. Well, he posted a video yesterday. We'll get into it at 11 o'clock hour from Cuba. From Cuba. And if you saw my morning lineup, my promo on social media, you probably saw that I asked, where are his parents? Where are his parents? How dangerous is that to go to Cuba? Now, there are people online this morning speculating that he did it for a certain reason, right? To help someone out politically. We'll get into that in the 11 o'clock hour. I don't know how I feel about it. We're going to chat about it and kind of break it all down. But I will just say, as a mother and looking at how young this guy Nick Shirley is, and he did great work in Minnesota. Obviously, now there's a full-blown investigation, which involves J.D. Vance, our VP. You know, you got Congresswoman Ian Omar. All of this light has been exposed on her. You've got now the governor of Minnesota's Tim Walz, right? He's no longer running for re-election because of all the fraud, waste, and abuse, and the allegations, and, of course, the ongoing investigation. So what he's done great work. For sure. Now, whether or not you then take that straight to Cuba, dude, right? That's not Minnesota, okay? It's not Minnesota. When you step outside of America, there are some strange things that are going to happen, for sure. We'll get into that at 11 o'clock hour. First, let's start out talking about what happened at the White House yesterday. And I'll say by the White House, not directly at the White House. And I first want to just note, because we hear all this time that it's on both sides, right? How many times do we hear, oh, the violence is on both sides, you know, Democrats are also under attack, there's all these threats. I would love for you to show me how exactly you arrive at that conclusion, because I don't see it on both sides whatsoever, okay? It is not on both sides. You had just a couple weeks ago, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where some fool, some monster, some idiot, Cole Thomas Allen, ran in with the long gun and other guns on, you know, attached to his hip and his side, ran into the White House Correspondents' Dinner with the intention of shooting not only President Trump, not only VP J.D. Vance, but he said he wanted to take out all of the administration, except for Kash Patel. Okay? That was on that one side. We saw what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. We saw what happened with the shooter hiding in the bushes at Mar-a-Lago. There was another shooter at Mar-a-Lago. Don't forget about this guy. He wasn't really talked about much because President Trump was in D.C. at the time. But he showed up at Mar-a-Lago to do some harm. Okay, this is happening way too often. Way too often. We watched the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I mean, both sides by you know what. Anyways, I wanted to get into the details here. There's perhaps people out there that did not hear about exactly what happened. So take a listen and we'll talk about it.
Approximately 3:30 this afternoon, our plainclothes officers and agents that consistently patrol the outer perimeter of the White House complex identified a suspicious individual that appeared to have a firearm. They called in support from our marked uniform Secret Service police to make contact with that individual. Upon making contact, that individual fled briefly on foot, withdrew a firearm, and fired in the direction of our agents and officers. They returned fire and engaged. That individual was hit. He's since been transported to the hospital. I have no comments on his condition. I can tell you that at least one, we believe only one, bystander was hit by the suspect. That individual, it's a juvenile, did not sustain any life-threatening injuries, but he's also receiving treatment at the hospital. I'll point out that not long before this shooting occurred, the Vice President's motorcade did transit through this area. The investigation itself, in terms of the use of force in the shooting, will be conducted by Metropolitan Police Department. I'll pause there.
Matthew, do we know how your guys identified this person as being suspicious? Was he on a radar or just how he appeared?
No, my understanding is they observed a print, we would call it, visual print of a firearm. These are trained surveillance detection personnel out there looking every day to look for just that. Not far from the White House complex, and they observed a visual print of a firearm.
Okay, so that was the head of Secret Service confirming also that a juvenile bystander was hit after the armed suspect opened fire near the White House. The suspect was shot by Secret Service officers and is currently hospitalized while the juvenile is receiving treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Now, remember, it happened at 3:30 p.m. So this is just as school was letting out in this area. And this person did, in fact, approach the motorcade. Now, you've got a couple of news sources saying that this is blocks from the White House. If you're familiar with D.C., yes, it's blocks from the White House. And it's also very close in proximity to the Washington Monument, just to kind of get to give you a clue of where that is. Those gates there, like if there are any events, if you've ever been to the White House Easter egg roll, that's you go in right there at those gates. Okay, so this is very close to the White House. It's on the back side, not really on the Pennsylvania Avenue side. This is a scary situation. And as the reporters went on, because this goes on, if you want to continue to look at the report, I found this on social media, but it goes on, and you had some reporters asking, you know, did this guy approach the motorcade where J.D. Vance was obviously leaving the White House? And so there you had the head of Secret Service. He's saying, as far as he knows, he did somewhat approach the motorcade. And that's when officers began following this individual. And that he turned around and opened fire on Secret Service. Okay. Now, was this kid in school, even though this 3:30 p.m. when school lets out? Or was this person touring? Maybe they were on a tour with another school. Maybe they were just there with family. They didn't get into those details. But they did say that this person, the minor, obviously under the age of 18, was struck by a bullet. Of course, I have other questions. Usually in that area, you do see the National Guard. I didn't hear any mention of the National Guard being over there at that time. But by the monuments, by the White House, you usually have a lot of National Guardsmen that are there. Now, the weapon was recovered. Okay, this is an ongoing investigation. Some people were questioning, I know the reporters, they were questioning whether or not the bullet that hit the minor came from the suspect or came from a service weapon of a Secret Service member. They said that investigation is ongoing, but the head of Secret Service said from the video that he saw, he is most confident that the bullet was from the suspect himself. Now, there hasn't been much even said about the suspect. I don't know if you guys noticed that. Not a whole lot said about the suspect, which, to be honest with you, I'm fine with. I'm fine with it. Because I think some of these people, honestly, I think some of these people want to be famous. I think that they want to be, you know, this person that comes in and for the left, they can become this hero and the savior. I think some people saw how Luigi Mangione was treated after the shooting when he killed that CEO of UnitedHealthcare. I think people look at this as a vehicle to stardom. I really do. And you know what? Real quick, just kind of off the beat here. I think the same thing about some people that run for office. Okay. I think that we do have an epidemic of people, you know, whether it's on social media, people thinking in their own minds that they're going to be this hero. I think it happens all the time. And so I'm glad that we're not talking too much about the shooter. But of course, some people do want to know more because remember, in the past, we were told that there was a threat from Iran. Right? We were told that there was a threat from Iran on Trump's life. We did not hear so much about J.D. Vance's life, but I do wonder if the shooter even knew if that was J.D. Vance's motorcade, because there's not anything to tell you whose motorcade it is. There isn't a sign on the car saying, oh, it's J.D. Vance, right? So you're basically taking a guess when you see the motorcade leaving the White House. You don't know exactly who's in there. And it could also be a dignitary, right? It could be somebody not even affiliated with the administration. You just never know. But this shooter took that chance. All right. When we get back, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Because I do want to kind of touch on the both sides comments, okay? I do want to touch on that because those people are very quiet this morning, and they should be. And they should be, because this is not a both sides issue. And if the Democrat Party does not want to address their party, remember, this is the party that is all about gun control. Yet it is their party that is constantly picking up a gun to shoot at the Trump administration or at President Trump himself. Keep that in mind. The party for gun control, they're constantly picking up guns and shooting individuals. We'll talk more when we get back. Real quick, if you're looking to upgrade your home, then you got to visit my friends at Town Appliance in Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end tech like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in, I get to see my friends Mayor, and of course, they make the experience wonderful, as I've told you before. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. And plus, right now is a great time to buy, as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. You're going to take advantage of their flexible financing options if you need to, because they can turn those dream appliances into reality. They're open Sunday through Friday in Owings Mills. So all you have to do is check out their website at townappliance.com for more information.
Annapolis is broken. Wes Moore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, run a small business, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shariah Youssefi. I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first and not more career politicians. I'm Shariah Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote Shariah Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shariah Youssefi, Treasurer Andrew Hoybach.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's Attorney Rod Winstadt. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We'll be right back.
All right. So we're talking about the shooter outside of the, I guess you could say, the White House / Washington Monument. It sounds like it was, you know, right there in the middle of both of those areas. And so, like I said before, if you're familiar with the area and the gates there, that's most likely the gate where you go in for some of those events that are outside, like the Easter egg roll. You guys know what I'm talking about if you've been down there. It's a shame. Again, like I mentioned, you have a minor in the situation that was hit. And yet you still have some people saying that this is on both sides. I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines here because we've got a caller. But if you want to weigh in, you can. Don't forget, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Terrell, Annoying Smells. Good morning, Terrell.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Huh?
I'm okay, Terrell. How are you?
Okay. Hey, look. Donald Trump, Chuck Todd, I heard Chuck Todd say that, you know, he won't go nowhere where Donald Trump is now because he feels as though that he's a national security risk. But anyway, Kim, they told, his Secret Service told him, hey, look, man, you better put on a vest. Did you hear that? When the Secret Service told him, Donald, you got to start wearing a vest because your life is in jeopardy due to all of, you know, due to what he did over there in Iran, probably. Iran still probably got a hit out on him, you know. And he said it's going to make him look torn. Tell him stop worrying about his weight. We all know he's fat.
It was okay? A joke, Terrell. That was a joke. He most likely is wearing a vest. What was your comment? There, I know there's people saying that this is on both sides. Do you still believe this is a both sides issue?
Do I believe? I mean, what do you mean by both sides?
Well, some people believe that the Democrats are under attack just as the same as the Republicans. And we see that it seems to be just one side that has taken their shots at Republicans and even assassinated Charlie Kirk.
Hey, Kim, look, you talk about it. They wanted to hang Mike Pence, Tim. I'm Kim. Come on. They had a noose outside talking about he. And that's why Mike Pence don't even come up out of the shell. And here's another one, Kim.
Well, just for a fact and record, that didn't happen really, truly. And also, we're talking about both sides. Mike Pence is a Republican, but go on.
I know. That's what I'm talking about, Kim. That's what I'm talking about. Mike Pence is not a Republican, and here it is. A Republican is hiding from Donald Trump. Okay? So, just like...
Terrell,
Terrell,
do you believe it's on both sides, yes or no?
Do I believe it's on both sides? Who cares? I just wanted to stop. Okay?
And how do you address that if you've got leaders in the Democrat Party still telling people that they should get up in people's faces and saying things that kind of flare? That it's still that same rhetoric, that same language, the fear-mongering. How do you address it if the Democrat Party won't even address it from the leadership positions?
Kim, you're talking about Donald Trump. You're talking about getting up in peaceful face. You're talking about homegirl up in Congress. She ain't gonna get up in no daggone body face. But you hear Donald Trump say, "Go down to the Capitol and march on the Capitol, and I'll be down there with you." It's on both sides, Kim.
So just to clarify, you've got nothing today, is that right?
You know what? Just like you don't have nothing because you couldn't even win your damn race. Go run for something.
See, this is what you say when you get really mad at me, Terrell, and that's how I know that I've won.
Go run for something.
Terrell, as always, got nothing. He's got nothing. And so, yes, it's coming from both sides. It is flaring up. The rhetoric doesn't seem to stop. And unfortunately, you've got people like Terrell and Owings Mills where they won't even acknowledge it. So how do you address an issue that they won't even acknowledge? He's going back to January 6th in 2021. Here we are in 2026, and there are people trying to take out Trump and his administration, and they're doing it almost at this point on a monthly basis. We're seeing people pop up all of the time. It's a shame. And yet the party, the Democrat Party, the party that's all about gun control, they won't even address it. They won't even acknowledge it. These people are getting radicalized. You got the Democrat Party, like Delegate Nick Gallon, all these people that are here locally, they're constantly pushing this whole king's narrative, right? They have the No Kings protest. Oh, Trump is like a king. Trump's going to do this. Trump's going to do that. Trump hasn't done any of those things. And it was, in fact, you know what's so crazy about this? I don't think Trump has gone far enough. And does that make me a queen? I don't think Trump has gone far enough. I still want mass deportations. I still want all of these things that we have not gotten yet from this administration. Republicans are not moving fast enough on Capitol Hill for me. And you think that Trump's acting like a king? Let's be very clear. People voted for Trump to do something about these issues, especially the national security threat in which we're talking about on a daily basis. Thank goodness the border is somewhat closed, but guess what? We have people in this country that, according to Secretary Mayorkas, could have been on our most wanted list. They don't even know if they're here because they had the door wide open. The Biden administration put us in this position, and here we are left with it. All right, coming up next, we'll continue this conversation. Don't go anywhere.
SRN News, Garmet Thomason in Washington. Maybe the biggest test yet of the Iran war ceasefire responding to Iranian aggression in the Strait of Hormuz. The American military fired on Iranian forces, sinking six small boats as it moved to reopen the strait under President Trump's Project Freedom initiative. The president says the Iran war sends a message loud and clear to U.S. adversaries, including China in particular. The president spoke with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Suspect in yesterday's shooting near the Washington Monument is in the hospital, facing multiple charges. A man was spotted with a gun near the White House complex, was shot by law enforcement officers after opening fire on them. Lawmakers in several southern states, Alabama, Tennessee, and Louisiana, meeting to consider redistricting plans. Stocks opening higher this morning. This is SRN News.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Listless is the word that comes to mind as the O's finish a non-competitive series last night in New York. Falling hard to the Yanks, 12-1 the final. After the game, manager Albanez was asked if the Birds, given the manner in which they were just beaten, could indeed turn it around.
Hell yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to jump ship, you can jump ship, but don't ask to come back on. That's it. Like, it's a long season.
Later, the manager was asked what would give an Oriole fan confidence that the team could turn it around.
For the fans' sake, and like, we're in it right now. We're in definitely in a rough stretch, but we've shown that we can go out and compete with anyone and win.
A couple notes on the just-concluded series. Birds never led at any point during the four-game set. That's for only the third time in team history, and the first since the infamous 1988 season. Also, at 15-20, the loss leaves Baltimore just two games ahead of the pace of last year's team at this time, a season that saw the Birds fire manager Brandon Hyde on May 17th. With their record 13 games under 500. Meanwhile, the strange season of Gunnar Henderson continued last night in New York. Never have we seen Gunnar as clueless, basically, at the plate. Here's former Oriole shortstop Mike Bordick on the struggles that Gunnar Henderson is having at the plate.
Gunnar's just trying to hit all those home runs. He's trying to get 40 or 50 home runs and be this team leader. And he wants to hit more home runs than Alonso. It's just not working.
Perhaps eyeing the type of money that Alonso commanded. Gunnar with 49 strikeouts in 144 trips this year, on pace for 204 in 600 at-bats. His batting average is a career low, 208. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Ravens defensive move that could pay off. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today. website to schedule a free consultation.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We're in for a warm and sunny day with temperatures rising to the mid-80s. It will be breezy at times. We'll be quiet tonight as temperatures drop to the low to mid-60s. Then tomorrow, get ready for the next weather maker. We'll have the chance of showers mainly during the second half of the day. Temperatures will rise to the mid-70s. We'll be cooler with showers on Thursday. Highs will reach the low 60s. Then by Friday, it'll be dry with highs in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
From Coggeesville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're just hopping off the live. Thank you so much for hopping into the show. Just a reminder, Kim Klasick Live is every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, only on WCBM 680. We're on all podcast platforms. And if you want to make it very easy for you, just go ahead and download the app. It is free in the App Store. Right now, before we get back into this conversation, I got a couple of texts, as I was mentioning, because, yeah, they were prancing around. The Democrat Party's prancing around. Oh, no kings. Trump is like a king. Man, if you think Trump is acting like a king, you know, as Terrell pointed out, you're never going to elect me. You're never going to elect me. No, 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 no. As I mentioned, we were promised mass deportations, and I'm not really happy with the way that's going, by the way. But I do want to get into the question of the day. Yesterday, we were talking about, here, let me go back because I want to make sure I have it word for word here for you in case you missed it. Don't forget, all our polls are brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Wes Moore can be beat in November? Do you think Wes Moore can be beat in November? 80% of you say yes. 20% of you say no. Interesting. Interesting. That's a larger swath of no than I thought we would have. I thought maybe 10% of you, not 20%. Look, I know it's a tough challenge, but I'm very excited about our candidates. As I mentioned before, all of the gubernatorial candidates on the Republican ticket, I think, are great. Today's question, again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com, also on the app. What is more troubling to you? Is it Maryland's crime or Maryland's economy? Now, I saw there are a lot of messages on Facebook already with people saying both. I would like for you to choose one. I would like for you to choose one. What is more troubling to you, Maryland's crime or Maryland's economy? Go ahead and vote, and then at 9:35 a.m. tomorrow, we'll get into those results. But in the 11 o'clock hour, I will talk just a little bit about how I feel about things and how I see things are going. And, you know, what's interesting also, just so you know, I did reach out and I got a response from Governor Wes Moore's spokesperson to see if he could come on the show. And Carter Elliott, I guess he kind of slapped that down because... because he posted a photo of our, the petition we have on our website. If you haven't taken part of it, it's the SOS, right? The petition to get Wes Moore out of office. No more Wes Moore situation. He said, Kim, with this petition on WCBM.com, do you really think we would have the governor on your station? Really? And I said, you know, I guess touche. I got nothing. I've got no clapback for that. I understand it. I get it. And then in the direct messages, we kind of just addressed it. And I was like, well, look, you know, let's be honest. Wes Moore hasn't really come on any show that would give him any kind of criticism or even just scrutinize some of the decisions that he's made. And Carter Elliott claimed that that Wes Moore is willing to go on any show, whether they criticize him or not. So, we'll wait and see. We will wait and see. Also, yesterday I was talking about Sonia Dunn, And the fact that she's running against the comptroller, Brooke Learman. Well, she did end up calling me yesterday. I missed her call. And then as soon as I got back in the car, I saw her missed call, and then I called her back. I didn't get a response, but, you know, she might have been working. But to those who reached out to Sonia Dunn after I spoke about her on the show yesterday, thank you. Because I would love to talk to her. I would love to have her on the show. I did leave her a voicemail, so hopefully we'll get Sonia Dunn on the show. I made the comments yesterday that I didn't know if she was really real. Because her photos that are posted on her campaign website and social media accounts, they are AI. And then I went to go search, you know, to see if she had, like, you know, maybe just a personal Facebook page. And I did find a personal Facebook page. And that's how I knew that those photos were AI. So then I was like, well, wait a minute, what's going on? So I did get a phone call. In case you guys, you know, are talking to Sonia Dunn out there, please, you know, ask her to check her voicemail, because I would love to have her on the show. But thank you so much for anybody that got the message over to her. Like I was saying earlier about President Trump, and obviously the fact that this is not on both sides, it really is not. This is a one side issue. And as I mentioned on the live before I cut the stream off, you know, when President Trump, whether it was intentional or accidental, I don't know. But when he posted the video on his social account of Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, remember there was this video and their heads were on monkeys. Remember that? And Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, there were all these people in this video. Now, Trump didn't make the video. That is clear. But what wasn't clear is whether or not it was intentional or accidental, because it was at the end of another video. But I bring that up because you had every Democrat that is in a leadership position, whether they posted on social media, whether it was Governor Westmore, whether it was those, you know, even in the General Assembly, the Democrats in Maryland, right? Senator Bill Ferguson. Then you had Hakeem Jeffries and lots of people in Congress. I mean, you had all of these people that came out to talk about how they were condemning that post. And they were so upset that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama was in this video with their heads on monkeys, right? Think about that. And now think about the fact that you haven't heard from any of those people about the shooter outside of the White House yesterday that ended up shooting an innocent child in the process of trying to shoot at Secret Service. Not one of them have said a word about the incident yesterday. So if you ever wonder why I can't really take them seriously, this is why. I can't take you seriously. Delegate Nick Allen and friends, I can't take you seriously. You'll, you know, parade around and protest, oh, no kings, this, that, and the third. President Trump doesn't even act like a king. And let's be very honest, if he was really like a king, those protests wouldn't even be able to happen, right? He would shut them down. But no, you have free speech. You're able to say whatever the heck you want. And that's fine if you want to protest. But at the same time, the fact that you do not address the crazies in your party, and think about it, a lot of these people are being radicalized by the comments that are coming from these elected officials. You say nothing about this? They barely said a word about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The most I saw, they were trying so hard to make a connection between Cole Allen, this liberal from California, and Make America Great Again. Did you guys see that? They were trying to say that he was a part of the MAGA movement and that he just turned on Trump. TDS is real, man. It is so real. And for the Democrat Party saying that, oh, Republicans and MAGA and Trump were a threat to democracy, look what's going on. Please, open your eyes. Open your eyes. You've got right now in Annapolis, you've got the Speaker of the House, Peta Melnick, and others talking about calling a special session, not because the Key Bridge is up in the air, not because it's no longer under contract, not because the price might have tripled. They want to call a special session because they want to see if they can still do mid-cycle redistricting for one lone Republican seat. Not because we have a problem with utilities and energy bills Not because of the problems that we have with illegal immigration. Not any of those things. They want to call a special session, or even the juveniles, and the crime and the carjackings, right? All of the crime that you see across Towson. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about mid-cycle redistricting. They're very upset because now the Supreme Court has announced that you cannot draw congressional districts based on race, which should have been common sense, especially for the party that is always talking about how they champion civil rights. But for them, it's very tough. This is very tough for them. They can't figure it out. I just want to reiterate, it's not on both sides, and I'm over it. I got some text messages from you all to read here. Joe from B-More is up this morning. Good morning, Joe. Let's see. This is kind of loading here. All right, let's see. That is not loading up. Joe, I'm going to come back to your text. I don't know why it's not loading in. You know what? I could say that none of them are loading in right now. See, this technology thing. Brian, the producer, this is what I don't like about technology. This is what I don't. Here we go. Here we go. Joe from B-More says, morning, Kim. I'll help Terrell out. Less than 1 year ago, Melissa Hortman and her husband were murdered. Trump said nothing, and Republican Mike Lee posted hours later, nightmare on Wall Street. Also, every other day you try to stick the king label on Wes Moore, and being called a king is so inflammatory. Why are you using it towards Governor Moore? Yes, it's on both sides. I'll tell you why. Governor Wes Moore is, in fact, acting like a king. And I just said just a second ago that if Delegate Nick Allen and all these Democrats are constantly calling Trump a king, then guess what? We should point out the king's on the left. And that is how he's acting. Nobody, absolutely no one, Democrats, independents, Republicans, all of those that attended those town halls for the redistricting, no one wanted it. There were like two people. He's still pushing it. The Speaker and the General Assembly is still pushing it today. That's what a king does, Joe. Melissa Hortman and her husband, as far as we know, we still have no idea what the motive was. All we know is the shooter actually one day worked for Governor Tim Walz. He did, in the past. You're telling me that's a Republican? I find that hard to believe. Could it be possible? Sure. Are they giving us more details? No. Why do you think that is, Joe? Why do you think they're not giving us more details about that shooting? If it was MAGA, they would be all over it. John in the text line has a question. He says, can ICE come to Owings Mills and deport Terrell for being a moron? No, John, they cannot do that. We got to keep the focus on deportations. We really, truly do. I got a caller here. I'm going to keep trying to load these text messages. I don't know what's going on with the app. It could be my phone. All right, I've got Tom at Owings Mills. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Okay, if the Democrats, can we believe the Democrats care about democracy when apparently they don't care whether the Iranians turn the earth into a smoking, smoldering cinder such that the other people in the galaxy are talking about the late, great planet Earth? If they don't care about the fate of the Earth, what makes anybody think that they care about democracy or the Constitution or anything else?
Yeah, no, great point, because they don't. They don't, Tom. Tom, you still there? All right, I guess Tom is done. All right, well, no, Tom, they don't care, and it's unfortunate, but here's the thing. This is all a smokescreen, right? It's projection. Whenever they say anything about the Republican Party or threat to democracy or kings or what have you, they're doing it on their end. They're doing it themselves. I got a text here from Greg. He says, Johnny O should forget term limits on the Supreme Court until there are term limits on Congress. Nice of you to bring that up there, because I did want to get into this. And this is, again, politically motivated. And I kind of announced it on the show yesterday because I saw it. Mackenzie Frost had posted about it. And I thought, wait a minute. Now, what is this? So in case you missed it, Johnny Olszewski, the congressman in the 2nd District, he wants to introduce what's called Robe Act. He wants to introduce legislation so that the lifetime appointments for SCOTUS no longer happen. And yes, Greg, that was my first thought, was, wait a minute, so you want to have term limits on the Supreme Court, but when it comes to Congress, that just escapes you? Also, I noted Don't forget, you had Johnny Olszewski for weeks calling for the release of the Epstein files. Most of that was because, you know, obviously he, you know, was trying to get attention. But also, I would say, because, let's be honest, they want to just stick it to Trump. They had the ability to vote to release the slush fund at the Department of Treasury. That slush fund is hiding payments made to individuals, victims of whether it was physical harassment, sexual assault, you name it. Okay? Do you think Johnny Olszewski voted to release those records? No, he voted against releasing those records. Against it. So what does that tell you? They're not very serious about this, right? They're not very serious. So right now you've got Johnny Olszewski. He's calling it the Robe Act. But he wants to establish term limits for a Supreme Court justice. And the announcement comes after the Supreme Court recently obviously limited the scope of the Voting Rights Act amid a redistricting battle in Louisiana. And the Robe Act, according to Johnny Olszewski, would apply to current justices and include some provisions for a transition to the new system. Under the current process, Supreme Court justices obviously serve for a lifetime. Now, Johnny Olszewski argues that retirement decisions have increasingly become more strategic and are often aligned with the political preferences of the sitting president. Now, some people say could be good, right? These Supreme Court justices are appointed. They are not elected, right? Voters don't make that decision. This has been this way from the beginning of time, but how convenient of you to think about term limits after the Supreme Court says you cannot draw congressional maps based on race. So, Johnny O, the way I looked at this, and you might not think this, but the way I look at it as a black woman, I think you're racist. Yes, that's how I look at this. You're upset about the Supreme Court making the decision to not draw districts based on race? To do so is racist. So is that why you're introducing this? I'll go to the phone lines. I've got Alex Harlan from Baldwin. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good morning, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hopefully the race is going well. What are your comments here?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's funny. I'm actually out driving to put some signs out. But, I mean, the whole thing with the Roe back, like, let's just call it what it is. It's just a bunch of performative nonsense. It's the Democrats saying, all right, I didn't get my way, so I'm taking my ball and going home. But I did think of a way to stop this bill dead in its tracks. And here's all it is. The Republicans have to come forward with an amendment to the bill that basically all it just says, any lower court judge who releases a violent offender who then goes and repeats gets expelled from the court.
Great idea.
Watch how quickly that goes away.
Great idea. Great idea, Alex. I mean, and that's what it has to be. Or even, you know, putting something in there that limits the terms of Congress. I mean,
yeah,
most of them take that out. They sign the petition to make sure it happens once they get in office, but they never do it.
I mean, it's insane. And, you know, actually, it's funny you mention that. If your listeners Google me, one of the first things that pops up is that I did sign a pledge for, now granted, I'm running at the state level, but if there were a convention of states to be called, I'd be more than happy to support congressional term limits. Because, like, no one's full-time job should be running for re-election.
Yeah, and that's what they've turned it into, a full-time job, including Johnny O.
Yeah,
you know, that's what he's done for over a decade.
You know, when he's going to a Ravens game, you know, in the skybox seat.
Yeah, that he loves it. That he loves it. Real quick, Alex, before you go, how can people find you online and how can they donate to your campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's www.alexfordelegate.com. The donation link is on the website, and I have a free meet and greet coming up May 15th. That's a Friday night hosted by Chris Cabey.
Oh, perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much, Alex. Hope you have a great week.
Take care, Kim.
Thank you. We'll talk more when we get back real quick. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, or conversations with an old friend? Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it doesn't, but if it does, no matter what your age, I want you to call Audiology Associates. The number's easy, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team will take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 45 years, and they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So all you have to do is call 410 844-3100, or if it's easier, go online, www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Look, at this point, the combination of Iran's tax on UAE, their infrastructure, continued attacks on international shipping. The one thing that Scott Bessent has been rightly pointing out is we are breaking them. I mean, we are destroying them economically. However, that's going to take a little bit more time. When they get to the point that they have to cap those oil wells because there's no more storage capacity available, I'm at the point now where I think if there's any more even minor incursions, to quote Joe Biden, of any kind against any nation, then I think it's got to be embargo plus. And the plus is you got to hit the regime. And if I had my choice, well, my first targets would be the IRGC. I'd hit them.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, paying 70, 80, 90 bucks a month to big wireless companies, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, for unlimited data, that is insanity, especially when Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my wireless company, they will give you unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99 a month. That's unlimited high-speed data at Pure Talk. Used to start at 55 bucks a month, but because Pure Talk, they're constantly pushing to give you more for less. Right now, unlimited high-speed data, $34.99 a month. Remember, they use the same cell towers as all these overpriced big carriers. You get the exact same service. Now, their U.S. customer service team is standing by to help you make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. You dial #250 on your cell. You say the keyword save now and claim unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99. #250, keyword save now, make the switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, just wrapping up the conversation. In case you missed it, yes, Congressman Johnny Olszewski, my former opponent, he is introducing legislation to put a term limit on Supreme Court justices because he doesn't like the decision that you cannot draw congressional maps based on race. Boo-hoo-hoo. This guy, I mean, really. I do have a text here from Kathy in Essex. She said, Kim, did you see the judge that apologized to the shooter for the White House Correspondents' Dinner because he wasn't comfortable in his jail cell? Unbelievable. Another libtard judge, Kathy in Essex. Yeah, Kathy, I did see that. And I saw where Judge Jeanine Pirro, did you see, she commented online. She was like, this is what we have to deal with in Washington, D.C. See, Gino at Fortis Hill says three things are rising at the Key Bridge. One, the completion price. Two, the completion date. And three, my anger. Yes, Gino at Fortis Hill, absolutely. And you know what? People are constantly talking about the traffic. Just yesterday, I was took Olivia to tutoring. And her tutor was saying that there was a field trip that went down to D.C. from the school, and they had a hard time getting back, and they were really late getting back, and the parents were not so happy. But the new traffic patterns, I guess that was what the bus driver and the teachers were trying to tell the parents. And I said, yeah, well, they're absolutely correct. The Key Bridge being down is a huge issue. Now, whether or not the General Assembly wants to admit it or not, you know, it is what it is. I will also note, don't forget, they also called a special session because the speaker, Penna Melnick, remember she got in and she wanted to make some changes to the head of some of the committees. And then what did they do? They vetoed the Governor Westmore's decision not to push through with the Reparations Commission. And that's what they pushed through. That's why they call a special session for reparations, to put more Democrats at the head of committees, and now they're talking about redistricting. They give us the middle finger every single time. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Secretary of War Hegseth says U.S. forces prefer to peacefully guide the more than 22,000 mariners struck on more than 1,500 vessels out of the Persian Gulf. But Hegseth warns the American military is ready, locked and loaded, as he puts it, if things should change. Responding to Iranian aggression in the Strait of Hormuz, the American military fired on Iranian forces, sinking at least a half dozen small boats as it moved to reopen the strait under President Trump's Project Freedom initiative.
The U.S. says two of its guided missile destroyers have already made it through, along with two U.S.-flagged merchant vessels. Iran has already reacted angrily, deploying cruise missiles and drones in an attempt to thwart the mission.
The BBC's David Willis. The president says the Iran war sends a loud and clear message to U.S. adversaries, including one in particular.
It's better to get along with China than it is to fight with China, and they feel the same thing. And don't kid yourself, they watch what happened in Venezuela. They watch what happened in Iran, because militarily, Iran is essentially over.
The president speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. The suspect in yesterday's shooting near the Washington Monument is hospitalized and faces multiple charges. Man was spotted with a gun near the White House complex, was shot by law enforcement officers after opening fire on them.
I'll point out that not long before this shooting occurred, the vice president's motorcade did transit through this area.
Secret Service Deputy Director Matthew Quinn, the White House was briefly locked down, but a presidential event that was taking place inside was not interrupted. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow's up 168 points. The Nasdaq ahead 232 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-573-4400. That's 800-573-4400. Again, that's 800-573-4400.
Good morning, it's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Officials with Baltimore County Public Schools say high school graduations will begin on May 19th. More than 7,000 students will graduate from Baltimore County schools this spring, and all graduations will be held at Towson University's CQ Arena, unless otherwise noted. In-person seating will be limited, but friends, extended family, and community members are invited to view the events via live stream. The ceremonies will take place throughout May and early June, and the full school graduation schedule is available on the BCPS website. And Baltimore's Wine Village returns to the Inner Harbor this week. The event at West Shore Park will feature more than 30 wines, specialty cocktails, local vendors, and for the first time, a non-alcoholic wine option. The Wine Village opens this Thursday. The festival will be closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, with the exception of Memorial Day, May 25th, and it will be open from 1 p.m. until 10 p.m. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped Good RX and saw the light.
She could get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft, but that's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes in your financial accounts, they'll alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that can make all the difference. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code BECK, lifelock.com, 800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or lifelock.com. Use the promo code BECK at lifelock.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Change of venue for the Birds tonight as they say good riddance to New York. Hello, Miami. Following a four-game sweep at the hands of the Yanks, manager Albernez keeping a stiff upper lip.
Yeah, really disappointing. I mean, four-game set and not win a game, it's really tough, frustrating. We got to bounce back. We got to bounce back in Miami and just play clean baseball and give ourselves a chance.
Ravens made a move the other day, which may have played second fiddle to the rookies being in town, but could prove to be significant. Nevertheless, agreeing with free agent defensive end Calais Campbell on a one-year deal, head coach Jesse Minter was asked how he felt about it.
Stoked. You know, we've agreed to terms with Calais. He'll be here sometime this week to kind of finalize things, and really excited about it. This guy, you know, he had 6.5 sacks last year. He's still playing at such an unbelievable level.
Campbell with 117 career sacks, 25th all time. Coming up in 30 minutes, manager Albernaz with empathy for Oriole fans. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
WCBM News Time 10:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It'll be a warm and sunny day with temperatures rising to the mid-80s. It will be breezy at times. Tonight we drop down to the low 60s. Then after that, get ready for showers tomorrow. It's mid-70s for the high. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 71 degrees in Bowley's Quarter, 72 in Pikesville, and 72 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. We were talking about the armed individual that was detected by the White House. This person approached J.D. Vance's motorcade. Shots were fired. The Secret Service did engage with this person once they realized he was armed. He did turn around to shoot at Secret Service. This is according to the head of Secret Service, by the way. And unfortunately, a minor, a child, was hit by a stray bullet. Now, that minor has non-life-threatening injuries, according to the head of Secret Service. And the monster, I don't even know what to call these people anymore, that decided to do such, he is now in the hospital recovering from his injuries because Secret Service did shoot back. So we'll wait and see what that investigation brings us. I'm sure it's the same old, and it'll be traced back to the fact that you've got Democrats that are constantly fear-mongering and acting as though that President Trump being the president is the end of the world. And, I mean, just think about the temper tantrum that we're seeing right now, okay? President Trump won in 2016, served his 4 years. They kept telling everybody, he's not going to leave. He's going to try to stay. That was so stupid from the start. Even when he was elected in 2016, remember all those Democrats that said he's going to take away gay rights and gay marriage and he's going to attack the LGBTQ community? Never happened. By the way, I see gay people at Mar-a-Lago all the time. I mean, he's never hated gays. Never, I've never heard Trump even mention the gay community, let alone anything derogatory. But they had people scared. They had people believing that he was going to dismantle gay marriage, as if he could do that as the president. But this is what they do. And then they call everybody, you know, that's on the right, a threat to democracy and all this other stuff. And there are people out there crazy enough to believe it. I mean, just remember, there are people that are mentally unstable, that are right on the edge. One little straw, one little thing could push them over. And you've got people with large platforms that are doing so. And then when it comes back, when they're actually listed and identified in their manifesto, then they're like, oh, wait, I didn't do it. You know, you know, there's a responsibility that comes with these large platforms, whether you like it or not. And if you were out here encouraging people to hurt, to physically harm Republicans or President Trump or anybody in his administration, then you're complicit in all of this. And the only way I see this stopping, this is just kind of my solution on it, in case you're wondering, is if you start charging people. Charge them with the crime. Those that want to continue to push these fears amongst others, charge them with the crime. Especially if they're listed in someone's manifesto. You radicalized that individual. Yes, you did. Now, they'll say, oh, it was not intentional. But you know what? You should have to go through that legal process. You should have to spend money on legal fees because of what you've done. It's out of control. And I am for free speech. But sometimes there are consequences. And when somebody shoots at J.D. Vance's, a VP's motorcade, there should be consequences. That's how I feel, you know, the only way that this is going to stop. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I did reach out to Governor Westmore's team and, you know, I want to have him on the show. I would love to have him on the show. Am I going to, you know, treat him with kid gloves? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to ask him real questions. Right now he goes to, you know, on shows and does interviews where he knows he's not going to be asked real questions. That's why he loves the national platform so much, because they don't really know what he's doing here in Maryland. And so he avoids answering those questions. Right now, they're avoiding, I don't know if you guys saw this, they're avoiding the conversation with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. He brings it up at his official launch rally in Baltimore over the weekend, and he still won't take any questions on it. Dude, you brought it up. I did want to get into that conversation real quick. It looks like I do have someone that wants to weigh in with Violets on the left. Rick, you're in St. Michael's?
Yes, Kim, I am. Thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate your show.
Thank you. Good morning.
I wanted to use a term that I don't hear at all, and that is demonizing. I think the problem is that the Democrats and the liberal press demonize everything going on in the administration.
Yeah, no, that is true, Rick. That is what they're constantly doing. And like I said, some people, they're already on the edge. And I think with all of this, you know, this rhetoric and being inflammatory, it is. It does push people over the edge.
It seems like everything he does, and it doesn't matter whether or not they would have previously agreed with that activity, the fact that it's Trump somehow or another makes it wrong.
Yeah, I know. It is sad. I guess my whole thing is, and maybe you could help me out with this one, Rick, because as far as I'm concerned, I don't think Trump has gone far enough for me, right? Whether it's mass deportations, whether it's making sure we get the SAVE Act, right, the voter ID. There's things that we can truly push from the right, and we don't even do it. And so from my thing, it's like, well, if their concern is President Trump and they think that he's acting like a king, I mean, really, what's to come, right? Will we have people that want to run for office in the future that really, truly wants to carry out mass deportations? Because I'm thinking there's some people looking at this, Rick, thinking, I don't even want to get involved.
I absolutely agree with you there. And one of the things that I do not like about Trump is sometimes he just should shut up and leave things alone and not create the kind of controversy that he creates. But on the other side of things, that's him, you know.
Yeah.
We get him with warts and all, and you know, so that's my frustration sometimes with the way he goes about doing things or says things.
Yeah, no, I hear that a lot, Rick, and I can understand it for sure. Rick, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I also have Michael in Joppa. Michael, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim, about the Secret Service. It kind of interests me that, you know, all you hear about these Secret Service shootings, are they shooting to kill or are they shooting to wound? Because at one time, you were never taught to wound, you were taught to kill.
Yeah, I've noticed that too, Michael. The training has certainly changed. Now, I don't know when that happened, but it's definitely different because they're taking a lot of these people alive. and I would think that, especially at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the way that he was running through shooting that rifle, how did he come out without any injuries?
I thought the same thing. I'm looking, what was there, about five or six guys, if not more, with guns drawn. You couldn't tell if they were shooting. But if you want to stop this stuff, I think if you shoot to kill, I think people are going to go, if they're not, well, they're nuts anyhow. But, you know, to me, I would put a little damper on, do I really want to do this?
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you 100%, Michael. I agree with you. It'll be, you know, they'll be deterred, I would think, if they knew that their life was truly on the line. Michael, thank you so much for calling in. Hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. I mean, it's a great point. I noticed that, too. And as I said earlier, some of these people, I think they want to be famous. I think they want their names in the headlines. I think they want to have attention like this. And this is just fueling it. And when they took that guy, the Cole Allen, out of the White House Correspondents' Dinner, not a single wound. Did you see? He not even a bruise on this guy. I mean, they didn't even kick him in the head for good measure. I'm not condoning violence, but it's like, dude, I mean, they gently laid him down on the carpet and they gently took him out of there. It was just like, wait a minute. He just tried to kill the president and everyone in his administration. And you're, what do you want? I mean, at this point, you know, get a baby carriage and roll him out of there, you know, as gently as possible. I was like, are you kidding me? And yes, I think Michael's right. I think that makes people want to, you know, do harm again. If they think they're just going to be walked out, they don't care. All right, I want to get into the Key Bridge. I got a text here from John. He says, Westmore is truly a sellout for the black community. John, I feel the same way. But you know what? He's a sellout. You know what? I will say this. I think he's a sellout for everyone except for himself. I do. I think, you know, for him, I would say Mayor Brandon Scott, he's more, you know, the race kind of, the racial hate, I think, motivates him a bit more. I don't think there's like a racial component with Governor Westmore. I think that he is going to do anything possible to become the president of the United States. And I think a lot of that was seen, remember, with the fact that he did not want to sign the Reparations Commission. Now, that's just a study for reparations. He didn't even want to sign that. And so I do think he understands, you know, some of these topics. I do think that he is, you know, because I don't see the whole racism part with Wes. I don't see it. I see that he's willing to step on anyone and everyone, no matter their skin color, to get where he wants to in life. And I also noted, and I, you know what, I wonder if I deleted the screenshots. We're going to get into the Key Bridge conversation here in just a second. I'm going to go back. I might have deleted it already. But, you know, Westmore had more than one book. Do you guys remember that? He has more than one book. And I wanted to go back because I saw it on Amazon. And I'll pull it up here real quick. And I saw where, you know, of course they had the synopsis on there. And let's see if I can get the exact title. Because you have the other West War. Here it is. West War, The Work. The Work, Searching for a Life That Matters. Now, this is on Amazon today. Okay? This is where I'm reading this from. But here you've got this insert. And I'm trying to enlarge this so I can read it. It says, West War's gripping personal story, set against the dramatic events of the past decade, goes straight to heart of an ancient question that is relevant as ever. Not just how to live a good life, but how to make that life matter. Above all, this book is about how to make journeys not just surviving and succeeding, but truly coming alive. And then you have this other piece of it that talks about him again growing up in Baltimore City. He has another book, Discovering West War. Did you guys know about this? Again, this is all on Amazon if you want to take a look at it. Discovering West War. And here as it goes, because if you go to synopsis, it says, what is it about? Two Baltimore boys named West War lead different paths. One becomes a Rhodes Scholar, while the other faces life imprisonment. Their parallel stories explore life choices and now being adapted into a movie produced by Oprah Winfrey. And it goes through, again, Discovering West War, it goes through trying to figure out exactly who West War is without mentioning the other West War. But again, in this book, he also says that he grew up in Baltimore. So he's got more than one book out there talking about growing up in Baltimore. Here's a little piece right here. This is on the very first page. The story of the other West War is one that the author couldn't get out of his mind, not since he learned that another boy with his name, just 2 years as a senior, grew up in the same Baltimore neighborhood. You hear that? The same Baltimore neighborhood. He wrote that boy, now a man, a letter, not expecting to receive a reply, but a reply came and a friendship grew. And so this one, this book, Discovering West War, it says it's a book for young people based on West War's best-selling adult memoir, The Other West War, but it has more of his story. But he's still saying that he grew up in Baltimore City. Here's the thing. And I do believe, because you have Spotlight of Maryland that's pointing out that there's gaps in his military service, right? I think, again, it is probably most likely always been his dream to be in politics and to be the president of the United States. And I think that he has gone through life, whether he's exaggerating, whether he's lying or what have you, to make sure that he gets there some way or somehow. That's what I think he does. That's what I think he's doing. And I would even go as far as saying, I know some people are not going to like this, I would go as far as saying that I think his marriage is an arrangement of sorts. She worked in politics. She worked for, at the time, Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. I think he did see that he could do a lot more and better if he ran as a Democrat. I think when he was introduced to the Open Society, which is not too long after he had his White House fellowship, I think he thought, all right, here's my ticket. And he thought at that point in time, I'm going to climb the ladder. All right, we get back. We are going to go over some of this audio with the Key Bridge that they're talking about the price tag. And then I will go into the phone lines here and the text messages as well. I apologize for it. They're not populating, you know, quickly. And again, it could just be my phone on this because obviously they are coming through. So when we get back, we'll talk more about this and also go to the phone lines and, of course, the Key Bridge. I am so sorry. I did not realize we have a friend on the line today. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I'm looking at the list here, and all I see is 10:50. All right. We are going to go to the phone lines because, of course, we've got my friend on the line, Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hey, Kim. I was starting to feel a little unwanted there for a second.
I apologize. I apologize. That's on me because I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. And I kept going back and forth. First and foremost, how's your day today?
It was really good. I'm hoping it's going to get a little bit better this afternoon when I combine some Cinco de Mayo beverages and Taco Tuesday a little bit later today.
Oh, so you celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Of course. Of course.
I didn't realize everybody sell. You know what? Interesting enough, 13 years ago, I was just thinking about this, 13 years ago, I actually got married today. I just thought about that. Interesting enough. Maybe well, I should celebrate Cinco de Mayo, too, now that it's over. My little margarita's there.
To have a couple beers then, for sure.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're going to have a relaxing weekend. I do have a question for you, if I could. Yeah. Again, we're talking to Brian Fletcher from Free State Gun Range. Brian, we have been hearing from the ATF and how they have issued some new rulings that, for once, actually favor gun owners. I think I heard about 34 new rulings. Can you tell us a bit about some of the new rules and how they affect gun owners here in Maryland?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kim. It's kind of a pleasant day here for gun owners and for gun shop owners. You know, for decades, and really since its inception in the 1970s, the ATF's been looked at pretty much with the same disdain among the gun community as most of us look at the IRS. They've not been very friendly, to say the least, with gun owners. It's always been this very adversarial type of relationship. Well, they just had a new director that was named last week, and at least on the surface, and I'm going to qualify that to say at least on the surface, it appears that they're changing their attitude a bit with some more gun-friendly proposed rules. And for just a couple examples here, their relationship with gun owners is shifting to more of a, I won't really say like a full partnership, but more of a cooperative relationship. In which they look to solve problems with gun shops rather than to try to find those gotcha administrative type errors that, quite frankly, during the Biden year would have been a cause to revoke a license. I don't think I really breathed very well or slept very well during the past 4 years that Biden was in there because we were under threat. I know it wasn't just us, obviously. All gun shops were under threat of being shut down for the very, very most minor of errors. But on the gun owner front that affects your listeners who actually own guns, there's going to be some streamlining involved, and it's going to be very beneficial. For example, the form that's used to purchase a gun, that's going to be revised to be shorter and less prone to errors for both the customer and the dealer. It's going to be easier to register lawful owners. It's going to be easier for people who own suppressors legally to travel interstate, say, to go hunting or maybe to a sporting event without having to get permission from the ATF first. As of right now, you have to file a form if you want to take your suppressor from Maryland to Pennsylvania and have to wait for approval. Another example is spouses are going to be able to own certain items like suppressors without having to go through the time and expense of creating a trust. And for your listeners who possibly own a pistol brace, this has been a big controversy for a few years now. There's been this back and forth about whether they're legal or not, and that's going to be clarified to say that they're going to be legal, and that's going to be a bit of a relief for those owners there. And then the big one, and I'll wrap up with this, is that private sellers are going to be able to get back to making private sales of some guns without having to go through an FFL. As of right now, if I wanted to sell you a gun personally, not Brian as a gun shop owner, just Brian, we would have to go to a gun shop together to facilitate that. That's going to be revised to make that a little bit easier. So we're very excited about that.
Well, that's all good news. Brian Fletcher of Free State Gun Range. I'm sure our listeners are very happy. Before I let you go, if you could let people know exactly where you're located and the phone number if they want more information.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Kim. Free State Gun Range, we're located right off of Route 95 in Middle River. The address is 11500 Crossroad Circle, and that is Suite J. Our phone number is 410-335 5100, and our website, as always, is freestategunrange.com.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Kim.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Democrats are like the aliens from Independence Day. They move in, they devour all the resources, then they move on to destroy other places. And they're going to try and do that in Texas, but it ain't going to work. They're going to try and do it in Florida, and it ain't going to work. And I hope to God in heaven that Maryland finally pulls its head out of its rear end and they drain that Maryland General Asylum in Annapolis.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Again, it's Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range, and I've been over there multiple times. They really do a good job over there. And you know what's so funny? It's like there's great customer service. And I say that because everybody there behind the counter, they're all very passionate about the Second Amendment and gun owner rights, and they all are very knowledgeable. And I'm impressed. I don't know how they keep up with all the gun laws that change here, especially the state of Maryland. But they all are very knowledgeable about the laws and the updates, the amendments. And I'm just like, wow. There's no way I could keep track of this on a daily basis, but they do. They do. We come back from break. That's when we'll get into the Keybridge conversation, because I've got an audio clip that I want to play for you. Let's see. First time texter. Good morning, texter. It says, when Wes Moore had his camera shot at the Keybridge, I think he knew the company that was starting the bridge was leaving. That's why he was so loud about how good it was going, because he knew it was a negative issue. Miss Kim was going to jump on it. You know what, texter? First and foremost, thank you for texting in and listening to the show. But you know what? I think you're right. He knew at that point in time, because where was he? He said it was the fastest growing large project, blase, blase, blase. And I saw even Fox 45, Mackenzie Frost pointed this out too. He would have had to know at that point in time, texter, that Kiewit came back with a really large price tag. And he would have had to know at that point which direction he was going to go. And so then that's why he kept, repeating that it's the fastest, largest, project in America. You're right. You're right. He was trying to cover it up. And that's what I will say. I would say this. Governor Wes Moore is great at the cover-up. He's great at the lie. He's great at the gaslighting. He's great at those things, which unfortunately makes him a great politician. That's the unfortunate part about it. All right, we get back. We'll talk about the Keybridge. I also want to talk about a couple local stories like the Piedmont Reliability Project. There's an update there. And then Mayor Brandon Scott, his comments while he was in Madrid. Yes, he was in Madrid, I promise. We'll be right back.
SRN News, Thomas Thomason in Washington. President Trump's mission to open the Strait of Hormuz has cost the Iranians at least a half dozen of their small boats. The U.S. military sank the vessels after they tried to stop Project Freedom by firing missiles and drones. The man who was shot by the Secret Service near the White House yesterday is in the hospital and will face multiple charges. Authorities say the suspect fired on officers first. If nothing else, they are persistent. Alleged narco-terrorists trying to get their deadly cargo into the U.S. Another suspected drug-running boat has been sunk in Latin American waters. Primaries today in Indiana and Ohio, as well as in Michigan, and there is also a Republican gubernatorial primary taking place in Ohio. On Wall Street, the Dow up 168 points, NASDAQ ahead 232. This is SRN News.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the food your birds love. Tea, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia. Or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
The recent changes in the law makes it more important than ever to have a safe for your cash, jewelry, and important documents. Take advice from my friend Bill and buy a safe from Crestlock.com. He no longer keeps his cash in his mattress. Crestlock.com has a showroom full of safes with fire and burg ratings. We have a full selection of gun safes too. We are located at 10015 Pulaski Highway in Middle River. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. We can recommend the best safe to fit your needs.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Listless is the word that comes to mind as the O's finish a non-competitive series last night in New York. Falling hard to the Yanks, 12-1 the final. After the game, manager Albanez was asked if the Birds, given the manner in which they were just beaten, could indeed turn it around.
Hell yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to jump ship, you can jump ship, but don't ask to come back on. That's it. Like, it's a long season.
Later, the manager was asked what would give an Oriole fan confidence that the team could turn it around.
For the fans' sake, and like, we're in it right now. We're in definitely in a rough stretch, but we've shown that we can go out and compete with anyone and win.
A couple notes on the just-concluded series. Birds never led at any point during the four-game set. That's for only the third time in team history.
and the first since the infamous 1988 season. Also, at 15-20, the loss leaves Baltimore just two games ahead of the pace of last year's team at this time, a season that saw the Birds fire manager Brandon Hyde on May 17th, with their record 13 games under 500. Meanwhile, the strange season of Gunnar Henderson continued last night in New York. Never have we seen Gunnar as clueless, basically, at the plate. Here's former Oriole shortstop Mike Bordick on the struggles that Gunnar Henderson is having at the plate.
Gunnar's just trying to hit all those home runs. He's trying to get 40 or 50 home runs and be the team leader. And he wants to hit more home runs than Alonso. It's just not working.
Perhaps eyeing the type of money that Alonso commanded. Gunnar with 49 strikeouts in 144 trips this year, on pace for 204 in 600 at-bats. His batting average is a career low, 208. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Ravens defensive move that could pay off. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We're in for a warm and sunny day with temperatures rising to the mid-80s. It will be breezy at times. We'll be quiet tonight as temperatures drop to the low to mid-60s. Then tomorrow, get ready for the next weather maker. We'll have the chance of showers mainly during the second half of the day. Temperatures will rise to the mid-70s. We'll be cooler with showers on Thursday. Highs will reach the low 60s. Then by Friday, it'll be dry with highs in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, the personal injury firm that specializes in auto accidents. Combining modern technology such as a phone app and a comprehensive interactive website with old school service such as returning phone calls and always having a live voice on the other end result in successful representation. For a free consultation, call 410-363-6848 or email us directly from maflaw.com. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
There's a new kind of energy at Starbucks. Try the all-new energy refreshers. Strawberry, acai, mango, dragon fruit, or the all-new mango strawberry. New energy refreshers only at Starbucks.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning, happy Tuesday. Let's get right to this conversation, shall we? There was a texter who said, can't be right, I think Wes Moore switched parties because he knew he could then one day be the president in the Democrat Party. It wouldn't quite work out possibly with the Republican Party, especially if he was in the Maryland region. Yes, texter, I agree with you. Let's kind of get into this Key Bridge discussion, shall we? Got some audio, take a listen.
Congressman Andy Harris is a member of the House Appropriations Committee. He says the new cost estimate came from a committee briefing.
That huge gap in the Key Bridge represents a stark reminder. Rebuild plans remain fluid. Cost estimates keep escalating. The original $1.9 billion price tag climbed to as much as $5.2 billion. And now some members of Congress are being told it's nearly double that. And it's the reason state officials cut ties with Kiewit as a potential contractor to build it.
We've heard as high as 8 or 9. That's what we've, and again, look, I sit on the Appropriations Committee. This was actually discussed at one of the meetings.
Congressman Harris says the new price tag means the deal for 100% federal funding will have to be renegotiated.
There's a feeling in Congress that this was bait and switch. We were sold a pig in a poke. I'm not sure that the federal government's going to pay that much, and the federal government will absolutely have the final say since it's our money.
Congressman Harris blames union labor, cost of materials, and requiring minority-owned businesses to be part of the project for the price increase.
Well, I know the figure's very high, excessively high, which is why the governor did the right thing in canceling the current contractor. And Secretary Duffy, the head of the Federal Department of Transportation, agrees.
TV 11 News caught up with U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen Monday. He doesn't dispute the new cost estimate, but he disagrees with the assertion the feds won't cover 100% of the cost.
The federal funds have been there for the state to draw down on. Essentially, they are reimbursable. The state, you know, incurs a cost, and then they get reimbursed from the federal funds. But we, when we provided for this assurance, when we passed the law guaranteeing federal funding for the Key Bridge, we also increased the overall pool of money available nationally for this account.
The governor's office declined a comment beyond a press release sent out last week. Transportation officials say estimates were discussed during a confidential negotiation and are not revealing a figure. Now, sometime this month, transportation officials will announce a timeline on when they expect to hire a new contractor. David Collins, TV 11 News.
All right, there you have it. Again, Congressman Andy Harris now believes it could cost between $8 and $9 billion, and I guess that's what Kiewit was proposing. Now, many people have said that Kiewit, if you're looking at the way that we hire these contractors, right, you got all these mandates in place, right, the DEI part of it and everything like that, and of course, they outsourced a lot of things as well. You know, the price that they have, I don't see it being any different from any other company coming in and honestly having to do the same work. I think any contractor that has those mandates in place is going to come back with this hefty price tag. What say you on all this? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Also, the Maryland Department of Transportation officials, they're now wondering whether or not they'll even have a contractor on board by the end of the year. I don't know if you guys saw that. But there have now been more questions on that one. I believe I saw that with the interview that Mackenzie Frost did. I will go ahead and pull that up so I can get the exact quote. Right now, go to the phone lines. I've got Bill in Trap. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm good, Kim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. What do you think about this Key Bridge? Sounds like quite the debacle.
Well, I believe that the people need a bridge. You don't need a monument to more.
Yeah.
And the pictures that I've seen of the bridge that he wants is a monument. It's not a bridge.
Yeah, so you think he's getting it real fancy because he wants to basically put his name on it and say, oh, look what I did.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's what he wants. He wants the recognition, and that's what he always wants, is recognition. The things that he does, even if he messes them up, he still wants people to believe he did a good job.
And that's a good point there, Bill, because he's been on interviews, podcasts, talking about how he has decreased the crime and violence in Baltimore. The last time I checked, the only reason we have homicide numbers down is because of our state's attorney, Ivan Bates. But he's taking full credit for that one, too.
Oh, I know. He takes credit for everything that he thinks will do him well. But, you know, I don't believe the federal government will give a dime to the state of Maryland for a new bridge until Westmore is gone.
Yeah.
And especially if President Trump has anything to do with it.
Excuse me. Yep, I think you're right about that. I think you're right, Bill. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
You too, Kim.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't see it happening. I saw where John Deedy was also commenting on what's going on there. He said people are growing frustrated with the apparent slow-moving construction, even if progress has been made in the last 2 years. I don't know if any progress really truly has been made. I mean, we've got the renderings, right? We now have this bridge, as Bill pointed out, that Governor Moore wants. But if you've got another contractor that comes in here, and Barbara last week pointed out, and I think she's absolutely correct, you know, this next contractor, they're going to go in with phase two. Do they really want to come on top of phase one done by another contractor? I think there's just a lot of liabilities involved, especially when you're talking about pile driving, right? I mean, do they want their name on this? Not knowing whether or not that piece of it was done correctly or up to their standard? I just don't see it happening. I've got our friend Delegate Bob Long on the line. Good morning, Delegate. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. My blood pressure's up this morning just knowing the debacle that's happened over the Key Bridge.
Yeah, no, this is so frustrating, Delegate. I mean, it's getting worse and worse. Like, I already thought it was horrible that the bridge collapsed. But now this conversation has taken a turn where I think, you know, some people have been pointing out, I don't know if we're going to see another bridge erected. And if we do, I don't know if it'll be in the next 10 years.
Right. Here's an important question, Kim, that I've asked and never got the answer back. When they originally said $1.9 billion, was that to repair the old bridge and get it open back up within the 2 years? I believe it was. I would like to see the Army Corps. The Army Corps of Engineers could have come in, should have come in there and took over when they seen what was going on. Wes Moore is just building a monument, like that gentleman before you said, is building a monument for him. And it's not costing him the money. It's costing the taxpayers. And we're the ones that have to wait for the bridge to open back up.
Yeah, and it's costing a lot of money. Here they, you know, declined to do the gas tax holiday. I understand what's going on in Iran is making these gas prices really high. But, you know, Delegate Bob Long sitting on 95, sitting in those tunnels for even longer as we're sitting here paying even more for gas without any relief. I mean, this is just really piling up.
Right. Well, they don't think long term. We're supposed to be worrying about greenhouse gases. Well, guess what? We're putting a whole lot more stuff in the atmosphere sitting on 95. I feel sorry for people that have to use either one of the tunnels. I've used them going to Annapolis. And I'll tell you what, if I had to do that every day of the week, I think I would have to find another job.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's tough. This is the first time I was thinking about all those government workers going back to work. This is the first time I thought, you know what? It really is that bad. Maybe some of them should work from home. Delegate Bob Long, thank you for calling in and waiting. Before you go, Delegate, I saw there was some rumblings. Do you think that Speaker Pettibelnik and friends are going to possibly call a special session for redistricting?
If she needs to read what the findings was from the Supreme Court. Okay? They can't do redistricting based on racial makeup, if I'm correct.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is what they said. But it sounded like they were still going to try to do some kind of mid-cycle redistricting. I don't think she has the votes in the Senate. Unfortunately, she does have the votes in the House. But, you know, I hope that we don't see a special session for this, knowing that they're not really discussing the key bridge. Because a lot of those in the General Assembly, a lot of people have constituents that are affected by this bridge. And, Delegate, you call in, and, you know, Republicans call in from the General Assembly. But I have yet to hear from a Democrat.
Well, the reason. Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Ahmet Thomason. President Trump's mission to open the Strait of Hormuz has cost the Iranians at least a half dozen of their fast boats. The U.S. military sank the small vessels after they tried aggressively to stop Project Freedom from going ahead. Secretary of War Hegseth says the U.S. does not need to breach the ceasefire in order to keep the strait open.
American forces won't need to enter Iranian waters or airspace. It's not necessary. We're not looking for a fight. But Iran also cannot be allowed to block innocent countries and their goods from an international waterway.
President Trump says the Iranians have taken heavy losses.
They had 159 ships hewed. Now they have none. They're all at the bottom of the sea. Today we took out eight of their, you know what, they're reduced to these small little fast ships.
Right.
They're very cheap, and they attach a machine gun to it. They think that's good. We knocked out eight of them today. And everyone that was available got knocked out very quickly and very, very efficiently.
Mr. Trump on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. Well, if nothing else, they are persistent, alleged narco-terrorists trying to get their deadly cargo into the United States.
The U.S. military says it's launched another strike on a boat accused of ferrying drugs in the Caribbean Sea. The Trump administration's campaign of blowing up alleged drug trafficking vessels in Latin American waters has persisted since early September and killed at least 188 people in total. Despite the Iran war, the series of strikes have ramped up again in recent weeks, showing that the administration's aggressive measures to stop what it calls narco-terrorism in the Western Hemisphere aren't letting up. Hey, up in Juwanee, Washington.
Wall Street's been having a good day so far. The Dow is up 336 points, while the Nasdaq is ahead 218, the S&P 54 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's a moment nobody talks about with weight loss. It's the moment it stops working. The diet that worked before doesn't. Eating less stops moving the scale. That's not random. When your body's under stress, it slows your metabolism. That's why quick fixes eventually fail. At PHG Weight Loss, they focus on restoring your metabolism. And right now, when you call and mention Mike G, you'll get 2 free weeks and they'll pay for the cost of your food. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit MyPHDWeightLoss.com.
Hey, John.
Sean. Why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Governor Wes Moore has declared May as Buckle Up for Safety Month in Maryland. Nearly 130 unbuckled drivers and passengers are killed in vehicle crashes in Maryland each year, and many of the deaths could have been prevented by wearing a seatbelt. From now through May 31st, law enforcement agencies across Maryland will be taking part in the National Click It or Ticket campaign. High visibility enforcement efforts will take place, and the Maryland Highway Safety Office will promote its Be the Buckled Up Driver campaign. And a lawyer was killed on Saturday afternoon in Phoenix while trying to protect his grandchildren from their father, according to Baltimore County Police. Mark Ryan, 41, was arrested and charged with first-degree murder and a gun offense after his father-in-law, personal injury attorney Robert McMeekin, was found dead on his back patio. On Monday, a Baltimore County courthouse judge denied Ryan bond, agreeing with the prosecution he could be a threat to the victim's family, the public, and a possible flight risk. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Change of venue for the Birds tonight as they say good riddance to New York. Hello, Miami. Following a four-game sweep at the hands of the Yanks, manager Albernez keeping a stiff upper lip.
Yeah, really disappointing. I mean, four-game set and not win a game, it's really tough, frustrating. We got to bounce back. We got to bounce back in Miami and just play clean baseball and give ourselves a chance.
Ravens made a move the other day which may have played second fiddle to the rookies being in town, but could prove to be significant. Nevertheless, agreeing with free agent defensive end Calais Campbell on a one-year deal, head coach Jesse Minter was asked how he felt about it.
Stoked. You know, we've agreed to terms with Calais. He'll be here sometime this week to kind of finalize things, and really excited about it. This guy, you know, he had 6.5 sacks last year. He's still playing at such an unbelievable level.
Campbell with 117 career sacks, 25th all time. Coming up in 30 minutes, manager Albernez with empathy for Oriole fans. And that is Stein on Sports.
Lorien Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorien Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorienAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
WCBM News Time, 11:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Our Fox 45 forecast, temperatures continue to rise to the mid-80s with plenty of sunshine, making for a nice and warm day. We'll drop to the 60s overnight, then tomorrow, highs will reach the 70s with the next chance of showers throughout the day. We will dry out toward the end of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
76 degrees in Bel Air, 76 in Edgemere, and 77 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim plays Rethink Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's a beautiful day. It really is. What did I say? It's like a high of 84 in the Baltimore region today. Sunny outside. Get outside. Yes, if you can, if you have the ability, get outside and get some of that vitamin D. Get some sunshine. Because I think tomorrow is going to be back to cloudy and not as nice. So get out there and enjoy it if you can. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We did talk about the armed individual that was detected by the White House. Secret Service, they were on top of it. This person tried to approach J.D. Vance's motorcade. And Secret Service followed the individual. They engaged in a little gunfire there. And unfortunately, a minor, yes, a child, was hit by a stray bullet. Now, he apparently has non-life-threatening injuries. We don't hear much about him as of yet. I imagine so, because he's a minor. But also when it comes to the suspect, he was also hit by Secret Service, and we don't know quite yet who that person is, and they are recovering in the hospital. So we're going to wait for further investigation on that one. We were also talking about the Key Bridge and the canceled contract. I know you're probably thinking, Kim, we've been talking about this for 3 days. I know. But according to Congressman Andy Harris, from what he's hearing, he said that he believes the bridge might cost between $8 and $9 billion at this point. And unfortunately, we don't have that money, and I doubt the federal government's going to pay. And they still have these, you know, restrictions in place for whomever it receives the contract that wins the bid. And they're looking for DEI contractors. Now, with all this going on and knowing that this is an emergency project, we need this bridge like yesterday. We still are going to sit here and wait for them to find the right contractor at the right price that has the right skin color or gender. Are we really serious? Seriously. I mean, it really is a slap in the face. We were also talking about Congressman Johnny Osheski. He wants term limits for the Supreme Court justices. I don't think anybody really is going to vote for that in the Republican Party, so he can keep dreaming on that one. But the fact that he brought it up and didn't bring up term limits for Congress, and also he brought it up because of the latest decision, which is right in line with the Constitution, and that is that you don't draw districts, especially congressional districts, based on race. You had people like Governor Wes Moore, Barack Obama. They're very upset. Very upset that they cannot draw predominantly black districts to only be represented by Democrats. And I would think that black people would be outraged by this. But you still had people show up after this, after Wes Moore's comments on it. They still showed up for his reelection launch. See, this is the part I don't understand. Like, do you think maybe they don't get it? I don't know. There's no way you have that many people that are just, you know, I don't want to say anything mean. Well, actually, you know, I'm trying to be nicer. I don't want to say that they're stupid, but, you know, something's amiss here. You know, maybe it's ignorance. Maybe they didn't see what he said. You would think that they would know. Ugh. Well, here they are. Or maybe they're just like him. They want to see Democrats win no matter what, right? Blue no matter who. Even if we're cheating, even if we're being racist, they don't care. Maybe they just don't care. Well, anyways, we were talking about all those things. And we were talking about the lobbyists, the special interest groups, spending big money in Annapolis this past session to take some of your delegates and state senators out to dinner so that they can make sure they get what they want. And as I said before the break, if you were a delegate or state senator and you are doing the dirty work for some of these special interest groups and you're not making any money off of it, I think you're too stupid to do this job. I do. I think that you might not be too bright, all right? Already, you shouldn't be doing this. But if you're doing it for free, I need you to step aside. You're not cut out for this. You don't get how this really works. All right. I did want to give you the latest out of Iran. I know that we've been hearing a lot of updates during the commercial breaks here at WCBM. But this was on Jesse Waters last night. So, of course, it could be a little behind, a little delayed in news. But I wanted to make sure that we talked about it just a bit.
Unblocking the strait while we maintain the blockade that's going to really bring their negotiating team to its knees. It also unlocks all of this pent-up cargo and energy out of there. And we did it without boots on the ground. And we did it without any Asian or European allies. So you're welcome. Mm-hmm. We basically sailed multiple guided missile destroyers straight through the gap. We demined this little safe passage along the coast of Oman. And this is not like a one-to-one escort situation. We've created an entire defensive umbrella around the Gulf with anti-missile defense systems, helicopters, fighter jets, drones with about 15,000 service members. And we've already got two U.S. flagged vessels out of there safely. This is a defensive operation. We don't fire until fired upon. They fired first. They broke the ceasefire, and it didn't go very well for them. Six of their fast boats from the Mosquito fleet, wasted by Apaches and sea craft helicopters, and then also a bunch of missiles and drones they shot out, all of them intercepted. They threw some missiles over to our buddies at the UAE. Almost all of them intercepted. There's a small fire at an export terminal. I think it's going to be okay. But if Iran continues to escalate, we could climb the escalation ladder. We can do it all day. It's not going to end well for them. Right now, Operation or Project Freedom looks really savvy, sophisticated, and the oil markets are going to love it. This corners their negotiating team, and it will really put the president in a great position when he goes to Beijing in about 10 days.
All right. Well, let's hope Jesse Waters at Fox News is correct. Let's hope that he's right. The thing that I hear about the most, I receive your emails and text messages, obviously the gas prices. The gas prices are way too high. And trust me, I understand it. This is a time where your family's hoping to take a vacation this summer. I get it. And most families do that, what, July? Mostly in August. And they're going to have to get some of these prices down by then. Or, you know, it is going to be tough, I think, for some of these Republicans running in the midterms in swing districts. And I know you don't want to think about, you know, politics in it all, but guess what? That's what the left is thinking about. Okay? If you don't want to play that game, you don't want to play, you know, the same game the less playing, well, then guess what? We're going to lose every single time. They're thinking about elections. That's why they're talking.
With SRN News, Thomas Thomason in Washington. So far, two commercial ships have gotten through the Strait of Hormuz, despite Iranian drone and missile launches trying to shut down President Trump's Project Freedom. No vessels were hit by the Iranian fire, although the U.S. military sank six small Iranian fast boats. And we are down to the third tier of Iranian leadership now, the previous leaders taken out by the U.S. and Israel. In Washington, a Secret Service agent shot and wounded an armed man near the White House yesterday. The suspect is now in the hospital and will face multiple charges. A federal judge has apologized to Cole Allen. The judge, voicing concern over the alleged would-be presidential assassin's treatment while being held in jail. The Dow is up 294 points, the NASDAQ 245 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Listless is the word that comes to mind as the O's finish a non-competitive series last night in New York. Falling hard to the Yanks, 12-1 the final. After the game, manager Albanez was asked if the Birds, given the manner in which they were just beaten, could indeed turn it around.
Hell yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to jump ship, you can jump ship, but don't ask to come back on. That's it. Like, it's a long season.
Later, the manager was asked what would give an Oriole fan confidence that the team could turn it around.
For the fans' sake, and like, we're in it right now. We're in definitely in a rough stretch, but we've shown that we can go out and compete with anyone and win.
A couple notes on the just-concluded series. Birds never led at any point during the four-game set. That's for only the third time in team history, and the first since the infamous 1988 season. Also, at 15-20, the loss leaves Baltimore just two games ahead of the pace of last year's team at this time, a season that saw the Birds fire manager Brandon Hyde on May 17th, with their record 13 games under 500. Meanwhile, the strange season of Gunnar Henderson continued last night in New York. Never have we seen Gunnar as clueless, basically, at the plate. Here's former Oriole shortstop Mike Bordick on the struggles that Gunnar Henderson is having at the plate.
Gunnar's just trying to hit all those home runs. He's trying to get 40 or 50 home runs and be this team leader. And he wants to hit more home runs than Alonso. It's just not working.
Perhaps eyeing the type of money that Alonso commanded. Gunnar with 49 strikeouts in 144 trips this year, on pace for 204 in 600 at-bats. His batting average is a career low, 208. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Ravens defensive move that could pay off. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Temperatures rise to the mid-80s for a warm and sunny day. It will be breezy at times. We quiet down tonight, dropping to the 60s. Then tomorrow, highs will be in the mid-70s with rain throughout the day as a cold front moves in. We'll have lower temperatures, low 60s on Thursday with showers. We'll warm up over the weekend, looking good by Mother's Day with highs in the upper 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The excitement of Oriole season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Amazon Business. Unlock smart business buying with fast, free delivery on millions of items and practical AI innovations that automate repetitive tasks. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. I do want to get into the comments here from Mayor Brandon Scott in Madrid. Real quick, if you are following along, I know many people in Baltimore County and Frederick County, and of course Carroll County, the Piedmont Power Line project is facing delays. The court is trying to decide if access to private property should be allowed without being granted by the state of Maryland. So that article is in the Baltimore Sun if you want to check it out. This is good news. I mean, it's not really good news, but there are some delays here for the property owners. And, you know, the fact that this is still continuing, you've got Johnny O, who I ran against, who talked about making sure that this did not occur. These transmission lines did not come to Baltimore County and Carroll County because we were running in District 2. And he said it as a tie because obviously he wanted to be elected as the congressman, which he, you know, was. But here he is talking about term limits on SCOTUS. And these transmission lines are still very much so a threat to the landowners. And yet he has not acknowledged any of the conversations being had about it. And so I just kind of want to point that out. And I will always go back, and I know they're probably sick of me saying this, but when this first started coming down the pipeline, it was right on the horizon. You had people within the movement that is trying to make sure the transmission lines do not come through those counties. They said they didn't want to make it political. They didn't want to get involved in politics. Not sure how you thought you were going to win this fight without getting involved in politics, but I will continue to keep that to myself because it was political from the start. And if you didn't understand that, I don't know what to tell you. All right. Mayor Brandon Scott, I want you to listen closely. Okay. I gotta have you listen closely to this thing. Mayor Brandon Scott was in Madrid because he's telling everybody now that he's doing a great job with the abandoned houses, the vacant houses in Baltimore City. Like, you know, like I know, that's a lie, right? Because they're all still sitting there. And there's even more vacant houses. It seems to me you've got even more on some streets that you didn't have them on, you know, even 5 years ago. But that's neither here nor there. But he was asked by Bloomberg News about the vacant housing. That's why he was there. But then he also mentioned The Wire. But I also want you to just hear, take a listen to the way he speaks to these reporters. And then afterwards, I'm going to play a clip showing how he speaks to Baltimoreans. Take a listen.
The number one reason why Baltimore is so hot right now, because if this were 2021 and we're at City Lab, the only thing people want to talk to me about is how am I going to reduce gun violence in Baltimore? Now, the only thing people want to talk to me about, how did I reduce gun violence in Baltimore? We've seen so many neighborhoods take great, great, great change, like Johnson Square in East Baltimore, Oliver in East Baltimore, where, you know, they used to film The Wire. And now they're selling houses over there like $300,000.
How long until we reference The Wire?
Yeah, you know, it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah, it had to happen. So same.
A blessing and a curse, I imagine, for mainly a curse Baltimore
for us,
Discord.
But yes, yeah, mainly right. A curse for us. We don't like this show at all.
Oh, really?
Wait, can we just change the entire subject of this interview and have you go off on The Wire for a while?
I guess we understand it and we appreciate it for the storytelling. But people don't look at NYPD Blue and think like, oh, this is all New Yorkers.
Right. I see what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, and for us, we've only had those shows.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So we had The Wire. We had The Corner. We had Homicide: Life on the Street. Now, when they maybe do a complete Baltimore story on a show, HBO, hint, hint, like maybe
because
we
in New York
that.
We have Seinfeld and Friends and all these other versions. We only have the
bad. And, you know, people just like, oh, yeah, I saw the show. This is what the whole city is. Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, again, that was Mayor Brandon Scott speaking of Bloomberg News in Madrid. First and foremost, what else does Baltimore City have to offer? What other show are you going to get? New York City, Mr. Mayor, is not, you know, put out there like Baltimore because New York City doesn't have the homicide rate or the non-fatal shooting rate that you have here. Thanks largely to, again, prayers up for New York City former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who's still in the hospital. But they made some changes. And then, you know, I love how he's taking credit for the things that Ivan Bates is doing. He was the mayor as Marilyn Mosby was finishing out her term. And you had the highest homicide numbers that Baltimore City had ever seen. And yet, here he is taking credit now that Ivan Bates and his prosecutors are actually locking these criminals up. But anyways, beyond that, did you hear how he sounded as he was sitting there? He did not sound like he usually does. Because when he's home, it's all, yeah, park huts, right? It's a little different. Now, you heard how he spoke there. Take a listen. This is how he was speaking to Baltimore. Just take a listen to the difference.
This is a tragic event and a tragedy at a place that you know very well, and you know how great this institution of Morgan State is. What we know right now is that there was a confrontation between groups that led to unfortunate gunfire.
So was that media training, maybe? Did he have media training, or is he getting better over time? Because I also saw the clip. Remember when there was a shooting outside of Popeyes in Emerson Village and he showed up there that night and Shantae Jackson was standing there with him? And I think it was Police Commissioner Harrison at the time. And he says, I don't want no stupid questions. Don't ask me no stupid questions. Remember that whole thing? So I'm beginning to think that Mayor Brandon Scott is pandering to Baltimoreans just as Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has been pandering to the black community as well. I'm really starting to think he's doing the same thing. Because why is he sat there in Madrid? I mean, he sounded very proper, right? It's a totally different. Is this the code switching that I'm hearing about? It was like a different guy. All this time I thought, you know, Mayor Scott was just not that great at public speaking, but maybe he is pandering at the same time. And maybe that's why he sounds so bad. So I just want to take this opportunity to apologize to Mayor Brandon Scott. I didn't realize it was somewhat of an act for you. I all this time I thought that was actually you. I didn't know that you were pandering and it was somewhat of an act. It's the same thing. You ever see Governor Wes Moore go on those podcasts, and if the hosts are black, then he's like, he's slouching in his seat, and he's like, yeah, man, yeah. And then all of a sudden, he can be, you know, sitting there with Bill Maher, and it's a totally different dynamic. I just find it interesting. I guess, why is it that some of these politicians feel that they have to kind of dumb themselves down, or use slang, or, you know, not dress their best when they're addressing black people? Why is that? Because the more I think about this, the more it seems very racist. It really does. Because as a black woman, I want you to show up as your best. And I know I get a hard time when I comment about this online. But, you know, Mayor Scott, he'll show up to City Hall or some of these Baltimore City schools in like a hoodie. And you know what I mean? But it's, I guess that's just the pandering part of it. I guess, why do you think so little of the black community? Do you not feel as though that you should speak proper English to black Baltimoreans? Are they not worth you dressing in a suit as you show up to their school for career day, Mr. Mayor? I just want to know the answers to this. I'm not trying to be rude or anything like that. I just wondered, because I saw him sitting there and I thought, wow, that's interesting. He's the way he presented himself. And just so you know, to have like a visual, he had on a button-up shirt and like a suit jacket. And, you know, sometimes I've been pointing out lately, it looks like he's been doing like this hairstyle where he doesn't comb it at all, like with the afro where he doesn't comb it at all. Well, in this interview, he looked well-groomed, right? Brian, the producer, did you see the video? Now I have lots of questions. Are you doing this purposely, Mr. Mayor? Like, do you think less of the black community in Baltimore? Do you think this is relatable? I don't know. I thought I would ask the question because I've spoken to some Democrats before, and many of them, they would get on me because a lot of people said I wasn't relatable when I was running for office because I would, you know, always wear heels and, you know, professional wear. And some people thought that, you know, in some cases I should show up with like sweats on or, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, well, I don't really have sweats, you know, to wear to, you know what I mean? Like, that's not how I would address voters. I think I should do some kind of twerk contest. I've got a little more respect for them, you know? So I don't want to show up like I don't have respect for them. And I was told constantly that I should dress down so that I could be more relatable. And I said that actually sounds really rude. I don't, I'm not going to dress down, you know, for one group and then dress up for another group. That, you know, that just sounds awful. And look, there were people on my team at the time. My manager was like, I don't know, give it a shot, I guess. Because we had events in West Baltimore. And shout out to Pastor Simmons over there at Simmons Memorial Baptist Church. We would have events over there. And some of the women that were involved with the church, they said, well, could you wear like just jeans and like, you know, a zip up hoodie or, you know. And I was like, wait, what? Why would I show up less than? You know, like, that didn't make any sense. And then I would dress up and I would go over there and like a lot of the young people, like especially like the young kids, they would want to take pictures and they'll be like, wow, you look so nice. And that's something they don't usually see. And I thought to myself, I'm like, well, why aren't they exposing the kids more often to professional wear, to professional looks? So if everybody's going over to West Baltimore wearing sweats and Nike boots, and then expecting these kids to grow up and become successful and know exactly what to wear to a job interview, no wonder they have no idea. When you've got the mayor showing up in a hoodie. I don't know. It's just my two cents. I just wish we would change that. You know, there's a lot of things that obviously within the black community and black culture that's not going to be changed overnight. But if you were an elected official, the least you can do is show up like you show up to some of these events that are predominantly white. That's the least you can do. Right? Have some respect for your own community. That's all I'm asking. Well, anyways, that was Mayor Brandon Scott in Madrid. And he did say he hated The Wire. That was the first time I heard him say that. And, you know, usually, because a guy, what's his name, Simon? What's that? I can't remember his name, that actually produced The Wire. He and I, we got into a little spat on Twitter or X a long time ago. He blocked me. But I said, you know, before, because everybody was kind of getting on my case saying, oh, your red dress ad is showing Baltimore a light that we don't want to show Baltimore. And I said, well, what's the difference between my red dress ad and The Wire? The Wire, I think, did more damage. And so then he chimed in and he said, how dare you? I was telling the story and, you know, some of my stories about overcoming. And I was like, dude, relax, relax, right? You made a bunch of money off of Baltimore City. You made a bunch of money off of the backs of, because he even, remember, he hired actors and actresses within the community and did not pay them much. He made a ton of money off The Wire. He didn't pay those actors much at all. And that was on purpose. Anyways, I just wanted to point that out. Mr. Mayor, anybody in City Hall, if you're listening, all I'm asking is if you could show up in Madrid and use proper English and have on, you know, a suit. You could do that in Baltimore. You could do the same thing in Baltimore. All right. Looks like I do have somebody on the line that wants to weigh in about getting the votes out. I got Steve in Cockeysville. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, Kim, I love your show, and I really love what you're doing.
Thank you.
You know, one thing I know about Democrats, and if you watch Fox News, they talk about it all the time, they know how to get the vote out. They know how. They're really good at it. And I just would like to see Republicans step up a little bit, because, I mean, I drive up and down York Road, even in the possibly Republican areas, no Republican signs. No, I think I saw one Cox sign up past the jewelry store. But I don't see it. Oh, my God, Julian Jones, he's all over the place. And,
well, no, Steve, I agree with you, but here's a couple of the challenges here. Number one, unfortunately, the Republicans don't raise a ton of money, right? So those signs are pretty expensive. But number two, you know, where Julian Jones, I noticed, this is why he's got a good footing, where he's putting signs is similar to where you saw Johnny O signs, right? So they're in bed with the developers and the real estate owners that own those properties. And so, so they can then go into, you know, whether it's, you know, and I guess you said Dan Cox is at Smyth's. And then he goes in and he says, hey, can I put a sign out here? And then usually they have to, even if the store agrees with Dan Cox, they usually have to then talk to the owner of the retail shopping center. And that retail shopping center owner, sometimes they are Democrats or they don't want to get involved at all. But I hear what you're saying. But a lot of it is, you know, who's in bed with who. That should be the message there for sure. But I get what you're saying. You know, there could be more signs out there for sure.
And the other thing is, and this is from, we know this from the Democrat Party because they're such a nice party. They care about people. They would probably, a lot of them would send somebody out to tear the sign down.
That is true. Yeah, I had my sign torn down this last cycle right there in front of Maryland State Fairgrounds. Somebody tore mine down in the middle of the night. And then when I ran against Infume, very interesting indeed. Real quick here, Steve. Crazy story. Yeah. We were just at Riley's Oyster there in Hunt Valley. And we had went back to the office for something. I then get a call from the owner of Riley's. And he says, hey, Kim, there's somebody here. They're taking your sign down saying that they're going to put up a new one. You have a new image or something. I said, what? I said, no, there's nobody putting a new sign up. So we run over there. And wouldn't you know it, it was, you know, the Maryland Democrats. They took my sign and ran out of there before we could get there. They cheat all the time, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's very sad. You know, it just goes back to, I remember my mom had a Bob Ehrlich sign on her bumper, and somebody keyed her car. I mean, that's ridiculous. It happens one side. I'm sorry. It happens from the Democrats, not the Republicans.
No, absolutely. 100%. Well, Steve, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah. And just so you guys know, if you don't see signs all over the place, it's a lot of times either, like he says, somebody took something, you know, they took it down, or the people that own that property, that storefront, that retail shopping center, they're not allowing it. And they only want to do business with the Democrats. And as I learned during my race against Johnny O, I told you guys, I had a business owner say, Kim, I would put your sign up, but what if you win? then that would mean Johnny O will still be the county executive. And, you know, the last thing we want is, you know, this watchful eye on us and possibly, you know, any retaliation because we supported you during the race. And so there were many restaurants that said, you know, we love you, but we can't put your sign up. We can't even risk it. And so that's another sad part about this. So even if Julian Jones or, you know, some of these guys, Izzy Patoka, Pat Young, you know, depending on their terms, you know, they could still be there on county council and they could make, you know, life hell for those business owners that supported a Republican. That's just, you know, the sad state of affairs. All right, we'll continue this week, get back and wrap it up. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. You see, both companies have been in business for over half a century. It is about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Now, whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You're going to get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. You've got free area towing and financing available, so all you have to do is call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500. You can also go to gbt-online.com. You can even call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or go to jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Democrats are like the aliens from Independence Day. They move in, they devour all the resources, then they move on to destroy other places. And they're going to try and do that in Texas, but it ain't going to work. They're going to try and do it in Florida, and it ain't going to work. And I hope to God in heaven that Maryland finally pulls its head out of its rear end and they drain that Maryland General Asylum in Annapolis.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. I do have a text here from Marty. It says, come on, Kim. Brandon Scott did do a great job with the vacant houses. In fact, they are thriving. There are more vacant houses every day. Baltimore had rock about a garbage man. Only rock had toilet paper in the bathroom and water to drink. Look, you know, here's what I think is going on and how Brandon Scott, just so you know, in my view, how he's taking credit for less vacant houses. We've got more vacant lots, right? So he's plowing them. And yes, there may be less vacant houses in some areas, but that's because they're demolishing them on certain lots. It's not rocket science. And then on top of it, you know, because think about it, there aren't people really truly moving into Baltimore. Maybe some, as far as illegal immigration. But other than that, I don't really see it. I don't know if you guys see it. Also, just a friendly reminder, I'm going to be in Woodstock, Maryland in Howard County tonight supporting Bernie Flowers. He's having a meet and greet. He's running in Congressional District number 3. If you go to my social media accounts, I'll repost the flyer. It's an event from 5 to 7 p.m. So I will be there this evening in support of Bernie Flowers. Also, just wanted to mention here, if I could, Nick Shirley, like I mentioned earlier, he's in Cuba, and he posted a distressful video on X last night, saying that he is being watched by undercover, you know, officers there, and there's all this stuff going on because he's trying to expose the corruption in Cuba. All I say is, what a dangerous decision made on Nick Shirley's part. And I will say this, and I said it in my morning lineup, you know, where are his parents? Because he's fairly young. He's like 20, 21 years old. I don't know where he got the idea that going to Cuba to expose corruption and fraud, I don't know where he got an idea that that would be a safe, good thing to do. But I hope that somebody does reach out to him to let him know, you know, some areas of the world, obviously, not so safe. It's not in America, and they do things much differently. But in that video, he said he wanted to show people how socialism looks and works, and communism as well. So anyways, hopefully he gets back safely, but say a prayer for Nick Shirley, young kid exposing fraud in Minnesota. All right, tomorrow we got a great show planned for you. As always, Brian, the producer, thank you for a great show. And I'll be here at 9 a.m. to speak to all of you, so make sure you're here.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.